Good morning and welcome to All Saints Fordham and 8 Ash Green. Today is Valentine's Day, Sunday the 14th of February, 2021. In this all-age service, we will be exploring the Book of Ruth, looking at the legacy that resulted from God's plan in the lives of Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz. All that you need for this service can be found in a Bible and in today's notice sheet. This can be downloaded from the church website. Well, I don't know how you're feeling as you come to worship God this morning. The monotony of the lockdown has been hard for many of us. I hope that you're full of joy, but I am also aware that you may be feeling somewhat sad and downcast. However you're feeling, joyful or sad, it is good to come together before God as a community, to worship Him, to pray to Him, to seek His forgiveness, and to listen to His voice in the Bible. Let's pray as we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this new day that You've made. Even in the midst of this COVID pandemic, we thank You and celebrate the beauty of the snow over the last week. Thank You for the sunshine on the snow brightening Your world. Although we're participating from our homes, we're gathering in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, to praise and thank You. On this Valentine's Day, we ask that You speak to our hearts from the story of Ruth and Boaz's marriage. Thank You for the example of Ruth binding herself to You, and Ruth and Boaz binding themselves to one another. Thank You that from their love and faithfulness came the great legacy of Jesus, our Redeemer. And we pray today in His name. Amen. Our opening song is a call to joyful worship. Come, people of the risen King. Yes, Heavenly Father, we celebrate Jesus, your Son, our risen King. We thank you for the mercy that you've shown us through him. And we ask that we may discover more of the riches of his grace today. Amen. We continue in an attitude of prayer as we prepare to say sorry to God for our wrong thoughts, words, and actions. The words of the confession that we'll say together are on page 2 of the notice sheet, and they'll appear on the screen as well. A moment of quiet for you to privately consider any specific things that you want to bring to God. Let us say sorry to God. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In our next song, we remember that Jesus' death is central to our being forgiven by God. On the cross, he did the work of a redeemer. He paid our debt and set us free from sin, death, and hell. I will sing of my Redeemer.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me on the cross he suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my part.
Pardon, be the dead and made me free.
pardon, paid the debt and made me free.
Heavenly Father, we celebrate Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus, our Redeemer, this morning. Thank you so much for giving him to us. There's no greater gift. Amen. As a church, we place a priority on work with children and young people. We want All Saints Church to be a community where families can grow in the knowledge and love of God together. Last year, we successfully moved our Sunday All Saints Club online, and just under 20 children meet each week on Zoom for games, chat, Bible teaching and prayer. Last week, we relaunched the 421 Friday night youth group online. The evening consisted of online teen games and a video Bible talk followed by discussion. 17 young people joined in, and 421 will now be meeting weekly on Fridays at 7:30 p.m. through to Easter. Please pray for these ministries to be a blessing to Christian families and to encourage the young people in trusting God during the many difficulties that COVID-19 has brought upon us. This summer, at the end of July, my wife Georgina is planning to take a group of 11 to 14-year-olds on the Woolhampton 2 venture. This is a residential Christian holiday with lots of great activities and opportunities to grow in your Christian faith. We're now going to watch a short film from Woolhampton 2, and this is from 2019, as no venture took place last year.
Help me now to live a life that's dependent on your grace. Keep my heart.
So that was a video from Woolhampton 2 in 2019. Because of COVID, the holiday is of course provisional at the moment. We really hope that it's going to be able to go ahead, but even if it can't, there'll be some form of virtual venture to enjoy. Further details are in today's notice sheet. As we move now to focus on the Old Testament book of Ruth, I'd like you to welcome a special guest who's visiting us today.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to be with you this morning. My name is Naomi. That means pleasant. And I am an Israelite, one of God's chosen people. I lived in Bethlehem and I was married to Elimelech. And I have two fine sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Well, a famine came to the land and Elimelech decided that we should leave Bethlehem and go to Moab, a country where they don't worship the Israelite God. And after we'd been there a while, Elimelech sadly died. I was left a widow, but I still had my two sons, and they married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. Well, not long after, disaster struck again, and both Mahlon and Chilion died, leaving us three widows alone. Well, I'd heard that the Lord had provided food for his people back in Bethlehem, and so I'd got nothing to lose. I thought I may as well go home. And Orpah and Ruth were going with me. So we packed our few possessions and we left for Bethlehem. But as we journeyed, I began to think, you know, it would be better if Orpah and Ruth went back to Moab. They could go back to their families, maybe get married, maybe give birth to sons. They should go back to their gods. Because let's face it, my God had dealt very severely with me. Orpah kissed me, albeit with many tears, and she left, but Ruth wouldn't go. Ruth clung to me and she said, "Don't tell me to leave you." She said, "Where you go, I'm going to go. Your people are going to be my people, and your God is going to be my God." Well, what could I do? When we arrived in Bethlehem, we caused such a stir, and all the townspeople came out and said, "Is this Naomi?" And I said, "Don't call me Naomi," which means pleasant. I said, "Call me Mara, because I'm bitter towards God. Because when I left Bethlehem, I had a husband and sons, and I was full. And I've come back empty." Well, we had to settle into life in Bethlehem, and Ruth, bless her, she worked so hard to care for me. She went out gleaning. She gathered up the oats that the reapers had left behind. And she worked in the field of a man named Boaz, a fine, upstanding man, a good and generous, and dare I say, godly man. And what's more, Boaz was a relative of my husband, Elimelech. Boaz was a kinsman redeemer. Well, to cut a longer story short, Boaz married Ruth. And the people said to me, "Praise the Lord, because you've not been left without a kinsman redeemer. And you have Ruth, who is worth more to you than seven sons." And that's not all. Boaz and Ruth have a son. My arms are full. My life is full. It's pleasant again. This is baby Obed. Who knows? Who knows what God has got in store for baby Obed?
Today's Bible reading is from the book of Ruth, chapter 4, starting at verse 13, and it's going to be read to us by the Gage family.
Today's reading is from Ruth, chapter 4. Verse 13 to 22. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The woman said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him. The woman living there said, "Naomi has a son," and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. This then is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, Boaz the father of Obed, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David.
The Old Testament book of Ruth, Fullness and Legacy. Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 to 22. The book of Ruth is the eighth book in the Old Testament. It tells the story of God's faithfulness to his Old Testament people, the Israelites, in the lives of one specific family. Through Ruth and Boaz's kindness to Naomi, we see a family restored and needy widows provided for. As we heard in Naomi's story just a moment ago, it was a journey from emptiness to fullness. Ultimately, the book of Ruth is about legacy. It's about the legacy that comes when we take shelter under the wings of the God of Israel, just as Ruth did 3,000 years ago. It's about the legacy that comes when we bind ourselves to God and to his people in the local church. I've divided this talk into two points, and the first is this: the legacy of a godly family, King David. The book of Ruth is a prequel story. It was written to give the backstory to the life of King David, the famous king of Israel. I wonder if you're a fan of the Star Wars saga. The first Star Wars film that was released in 1977 was Episode 4. George Lucas, who created Star Wars, began to tell the story in the middle. He began with the battle to blow up the terrible planet-destroying Death Star. Episode 4, A New Hope, introduced us to a small and unlikely crew who defeated the plans of the evil empire: Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo, and Chewbacca. Then later on, George Lucas went back to tell the earlier part of the story with episodes 1 to 3, how the talented young Anakin Skywalker became the evil Darth Vader. As you grow into a story, you want to know more about it. As you grow to love and identify with the characters, you want to learn more about them. Star Wars Episodes 1 to 3 and Rogue One are prequels, which give the backstory to the original 1977 film. In a similar way, the Book of Ruth is a prequel to the life of King David. The events of his life are recorded in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel, which come just after Ruth in our Bibles. Star Wars is fiction, but the Book of Ruth is about real people. King David became very famous, and the Book of Ruth tells the story of his ancestors. It gives the backstory on his life. His great-grandmother Ruth was living in Moab. She married an Israelite man called Mahlon, who had moved to Moab because of a famine in Israel. But tragically, she became a widow when her husband Mahlon died. Ruth's mother-in-law Naomi had also become a widow when her husband Elimelech died. Naomi heard that God had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them. So Ruth left Moab to move to her mother-in-law's hometown of Bethlehem in Israel. Ruth bravely bound herself to the God of Israel and the people living in Bethlehem, the Israelites. Later in the story, Ruth married a man called Boaz, and they had a baby called Obed. Obed grew up to become the father of Jesse, and Jesse grew up to become the father of David, the famous second king of Israel. The Book of Ruth celebrates the godly character of King David's great-grandmother Ruth and great-grandfather Boaz. Under David's kingship, Israel moved from the troubled times when the judges ruled to peace and rest under his leadership. In the lives of Naomi, Ruth, Boaz, and Obed, we see the legacy of a godly family. Ruth was an outsider Moabite, and she took shelter under the wings of the God of Israel. In so doing, she received the amazing honor of becoming the great-grandmother of King David. The Book of Ruth is a small domestic story about one Israelite family, but it's the big backstory to the national history of the beginning of the Israelite monarchy, the kings of Israel in 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings. And the small story of Ruth and Boaz is like our stories. Most of us are not involved in national or international affairs. Ruth is therefore an encouragement to us. We should seek to be faithful to God in our own small situation, in the same way that Ruth and Boaz were faithful to honor God's ways. Naomi didn't know what God had in store for baby Obed. And in the same way, we don't know what legacy will come from our lives. We don't know what God will do with the younger generation in our church today. Think of your own biological family and our church family. What will God do with the Olujimoka children? What will he do with Marco and Luca Ferrugio? What will he do with my own children, Tom, Sam, and Zoe? Who will God raise up to do a significant work for him in the future? Might it be one of the Knight family? Will it be Sophia or Chloe Havers? Will it be Rebecca or Alice Gage? David was Naomi's great-great-grandson, three generations down. How might God build his church through the great-great-grandchildren of Elisha or Elishama Debor, or through the descendants of Andy Bailey or Izzy Willis? What places might he take them to? We need to recognize that at that time, Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz had no idea about King David. Well, how could they? And we don't know who our great-grandchildren will be. We don't know what God will do with the descendants of our church in two or three generations' time. But Ruth and Boaz are encouragements for us to be faithful to God now, to be faithful with what we have and where we are, thinking about the legacy that might come through our faithfulness in the future. May your godliness increase that you might have the legacy of a godly family. My second point for today, the legacy of a godly family, King Jesus, the Redeemer. The story of Ruth and Naomi dates from about 1100 years before Jesus, 1100 BC. It was written to show the backstory of King David's family. But we're now looking back 3000 years from the year 2021. We can now see that David's kingship was in fact a backstory as well. A backstory to the life of a much greater king, King Jesus, who we follow as a church community today. David was a famous king. He sometimes got things wrong, but he was a good king with a heart for God's glory. King Jesus is the best king and the most famous king. He was and is perfect. Every Christmas time, his birth is remembered and celebrated by billions of people all over the world. And this is 2,000 years after it happened. His fame has gone global, even to our town of Colchester and to our villages of Fordham and Atash Green. King Jesus is the most famous king because he is a redeemer. Boaz redeemed Ruth and Naomi from poverty. He bought back Elimelech's land. He married Ruth, and together they became the parents of Obed. Through these actions, he redeemed Naomi and Ruth. He brought them from poverty to fullness. Boaz did a work of social justice redemption in one Israelite family. But Jesus has done a far greater work of redemption. It's a work of redemption for people all over the world. Not just people living in Israel, but people living in any nation. Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz had a legacy in King David, but 1,000 years later, they had an even greater legacy in King Jesus. The book of Ruth ends with a genealogy of King David's family line. Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David. Further on in the Bible, the New Testament starts with a much longer genealogy. And these three names appear in it again. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. This genealogy in Matthew's Gospel goes all the way from Abraham down to Jesus. Many people feel that it's a very boring way to introduce the start of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. How boring to start with a family line like that. The very first page in the New Testament. Well, this is because family lines are boring when you don't know any of the people in them. But when there are famous people in there, and the genealogy shows that you're descended from them, then family lines become very interesting. This is because of legacy. Matthew begins his story of Jesus' life by showing Jesus' legacy going down from Abraham. Jesus really was descended from Abraham, who received God's promises in the first place. He was descended from Ruth and Boaz. He was descended from King David. You and I are invited into the legacy of King Jesus, the Redeemer. When we bind ourselves to Jesus, our King, when we bind ourselves to him as our Redeemer, we can become part of his story and legacy. We come into the legacy of Abraham, of Ruth, of Obed, and of King David. The history of God's people in the Old and New Testaments becomes our history. Through being united to Jesus, we can become part of God's big plan and God's big story. God gave a significant legacy to Ruth as a gift when she took shelter under his wings. So much so that an Old Testament book is named after her, and then her name appears at the beginning of the New Testament. In the book of Ruth, we can see a single piece of the great big jigsaw of God's story. And 3,000 years later, as we are faithful to Jesus, your family can be a piece in the same jigsaw of God's plan. Ruth bound herself to the people of Bethlehem. Today we are to faithfully bind ourselves to God's people in the church. We too are invited to shelter under the wings of the God of Israel through Jesus the Redeemer. David was a great king, but Jesus was even greater. He is the king above all kings. He's the Lord above all lords. And this takes us into our next song. David was a mighty king.
David was a mighty king. He beat Goliath with a sling. David was a mighty king. He beat Goliath with a sling. But Jesus, Jesus, he's the best king of all. He's the way, he's the one, he's the Lord of lords. He's the Lord of lords. He's the Lord of lords. David's son was Solomon. He built a home to call God's own. David's son was Solomon. He built a home to call God's own. But Jesus, Jesus, he's the best king of all. He's the way, he's the one, he's the Lord of lords. He's the Lord of lords. He's the Lord of lords. Israel's kings rejected God. They failed to follow him as Lord. Israel's kings rejected God. They failed to follow him as Lord. But Jesus, Jesus, he's the best king of all. He's the way, he's the one, he's the Lord of lords. He's the Lord of lords. He's the Lord of lords.
Jesus, our Redeemer, has brought us into a global community of people who follow him. As part of our worship, we're going to declare what we believe about God in the words of the Apostles' Creed. These are truths that Jesus' people believe all over the world and have also believed down through the centuries. The words are on page 3 of the service sheet and they will appear on the video. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Gage family are going to lead us in prayer.
Father God, we thank you that wherever we are, whether alone or with others, we are part of your family. A family that stretches back to the beginning of time and forward into eternity. A family that can join in prayer for each other, our community, and our country. And as we bring our prayers of thanksgiving and requests to you, you hear each amen and act for your glory.
We thank you that children and young people are important to you. Thank you that All Saints Club and 421 are able to meet online. Thank you for all those who are being creative and finding new ways for children and young people to learn more about Jesus. We pray for the leaders of the Venture Camp. We ask that you give them wisdom as they try to make plans for the summer. On Valentine's Day, we thank you that Jesus is the greatest example to us of what love is. He gave his life for us. We ask that you will help us to show love to our parents, brothers, sisters, spouses, friends, and colleagues without expecting anything in return.
We thank you for the strength that you have given to parents and children. While the schools have been closed for most pupils, we pray the half term will be fun.
Lord, we pray for those who are tired, for those whose workloads have dramatically increased over the past 12 months, whether in hospitals, care homes, surgeries, schools, workplace or home. We pray that they will come to you and find rest for their minds and their bodies.
Lord, we thank you that COVID infection rates are slowing down. Please give the government wisdom in the decisions that they must make regarding the relaxing of lockdown. And please help each one of us to show love for those around us by being patient and willing to protect each other.
We ask that you will help those who are sick.
Please join with us to pray the Collect for today.
Almighty Father, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us grace to perceive his glory, that we may be strengthened to suffer with him and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory.
We thank you, Lord, that just as you had a place in your big plan for Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz, you have a place in your big plan for each one of us. When times are difficult, please help us to keep trusting you until you lead us to places of safety and rejoicing, just as you did with Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz.
We ask that all these things in the name of our Saviour Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Join with me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We're coming towards the end of this all-age service and some items of church family news. We have our regular Zoom coffee at 11:30 this morning. Do join in, opportunity to connect with others in the church family, stay in fellowship together, and we'll also have time to talk about today's teaching and to think about the Book of Ruth together. All Saints Club Online is taking a break over half term, and we'll return again on Sunday the 28th of February. I'm going to take some annual leave from tomorrow, and I'll be available again from Monday the 22nd of February. The church office will be open, but only for inquiries by telephone and email. Contact details for the care team members are in the notice sheet if you'd value support and prayer at this time. The Lent season begins this week on Wednesday, and Lent is a time for prayerful self-examination, repentance, fasting, and reflections on the scriptures. I'm recommending two books which will give you a daily framework and focus through to Easter: The Blessed Life, edited by Lee Gatiss of Church Society, and An Ocean of Grace by Tim Chester. An Ocean of Grace is available to order online from the Good Book Company. Copies of The Blessed Life are pretty much sold out online, but Linda has four copies in the church office, so she can post one out to you if you get in touch with her. And the book can also be bought as a Kindle version online. A midweek coffee break will be taking place on Zoom this Wednesday, 10:30 to 10 past 11. Make yourself a drink and connect in for a chat. The Zoom link was included in the weekly email from the church office. As mentioned earlier, the 41 Youth Group has restarted online and will be meeting this Friday at 7:30 p.m. If you're aged 11 to 18 and you'd like to join in, please check this week's notice sheet for registration details. Next Sunday will be the first Sunday in Lent, and because of that, we'll begin with a particular focus on repentance. Paul Southern will lead the service and give the final talk in our Ruth series. He's going to teach on God's providence in the Book of Ruth, looking at the hand of God in the lives of Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz. And if you'd like to catch up on previous sermons in the series, they're all available online through the church website and YouTube channel. We're planning an Easter window trail around the two villages. This will take place from Palm Sunday through to Easter Day. Church members and members of the wider Fordham and 8 Ash Green community will be invited to make a display in the front window of their home for everyone to enjoy as they walk around the villages. The idea is to create an engaging activity for local people, which will take place whatever social distancing restrictions are in force at the time. This is an opportunity to be creative, to design something beautiful which shares an aspect of the Easter Gospel in an accessible way. This may be the only representation of the Gospel that a person sees this Easter. Further details are in today's notice sheet. And if you'd like to get involved in planning or designing, please do get in touch with Rachel Gage. So we've come to the end of our time together. For those of you on half term, I hope you'll be able to have a happy and restful week in spite of the limitations of the lockdown. Let's finish with a prayer and the blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful legacy that we've seen in the lives of Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz, and Obed. And we thank you that we've become part of that legacy through the Lord Jesus, our Redeemer. We want to ask there might be a legacy from our own families of godliness, and of serving your purposes, building your kingdom, Heavenly Father. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.